Og næste punkt på programmet er programmet Intention Failure Learning. Det er vores metaprogram om det at lave radio og det at producere sine egne medier. Og som inspiration her vil vi starte ud med et interview, jeg har lavet tidligere med Henriette Heise, en af medproducenterne af TV, TV-projekt, der blev sendt fra København. Det projektet eksisterer desværre ikke mere, men det var meget fint at udveksle erfaringer med hende om medieproduktion og sådan noget. Så nu sender jeg interviewet med Henriette Heise om TV.
So, a rich little man with white hair died. What has that got to do with the price of rice, right? And why is that woe to us? Because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now. Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that Edward George Ruddy died. Because this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America. There's a new chairman of the board, a man called Frank Hackett, sitting in Mr. Ruddy's office on the 20th floor. And when the 12th largest company in the world controls the most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world, who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network? So you listen to me. Listen to me. Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business. So if you want the truth, go to God. Go to your gurus. Go to yourselves. Because that's the only place you're ever going to find any real truth. But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell. We'll tell you that Kojak always gets the killer and that nobody ever gets cancer in Archie Bunker's house. And no matter how much trouble the hero is in, don't worry, just look at your watch. At the end of the hour, he's going to win. We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off.
Or do it yourself. Today I'm going to interview Henriette Heise. She's working as an artist based in Copenhagen in Denmark. The reason why we are visiting Henriette Heise today is that she, together with a collective of artists, was also involved in the project TV. And TV was short television broadcast transmitted live on Danish local television channel in Copenhagen. And it was broadcasted, it was 3 days a week or?
Yeah, three nights a week.
And how long time was each? Podcast.
Almost 2 hours.
2 hours
yeah.
At a time.
Yeah, that was quite a long
okay.
time. I think we had 5.5 hours every yeah. week, which was a lot.
Yeah. And how many people?
I think from the beginning we were quite a large group 2025, of course, that kind of that amount of people gets smaller as the work gets harder. I mean, everybody knows that when you're working collectively. TVTV is self-organized TV, neither the state's apparatus nor the market's TV. TVTV is a network of independent producers who all are longing to make TV. TVTV wants to break the traditional monopoly of the means of production and the right to broadcast.
Her Hamburgs by, og det hedder filmen. Nu er den rød.
This is part of a TV series called Exploration and Unlearning, and I guess basically it's it's an investigation into the, I guess, the camera, you could say. I mean, I work on this one. I work with Jakob, who's also part of Jakob Jakobsen, who's also part of the Free University, and our daughter Solvej. And this one we are listening on, looking at now, is called Hamburg Town, and that was because we were on a residency in Hamburg with our 5-year-old daughter, and we were kind of bored. I mean, not because of Hamburg, but maybe because we had a child and we could not really work that much. So we decided just to walk around on the playgrounds, and we realized that there's got these amazing playgrounds in Hamburg. And at some point we've seen all of them, and we're so, what are we going to do now? So we kind of decided just to say, okay, we're gonna teach her to use a camera and see what will she get out of this. And so she wanted to make a film for her kindergarten about the playgrounds in Hamburg. So what you see is the perspective of a 5-year-old carrying a camera and talking to the camera about what you see. We did not really teach her any camera tricks. I mean, we just gave it to her to see what she could use it for somehow. But at that time in her life, she already seen a lot of TV, actually. So she kind of learned things about remembering to place the camera in the right direction sometimes. I mean, sometimes she gets really excited about things so she forgets about it, but, you know, she's a bit, obviously she's a child, so suddenly the camera is lower to the ground and you get quite seasick from watching it because she's like, it's going back and forth and she's kind of shaking it quite a lot. So it's not the kind of camera you're used to with the kind of smooth way of moving and the perspective of a grown-up as well. We did challenge this perspective of a grown-up by visiting the film school, and my brother, who's taught there, and he's like a real film photographer. Mm-hmm. And so the challenge was actually to, Solvej should film him, and he should tell her about what he had learned at the film school. That's also part of the series, and it's called The Film Start. So you see this kind of, she was 6 at that time, child, actually, you know, asking questions as a bit of, you know, she had knowledge as well, so they were kind of sharing knowledge about using cameras. And but he comes from this professional world, but still what we said with this film was, well, maybe you are a professional, which is, you know, it's fine, but actually a 6-year-old can make TV as well. TVTV is everyone's television. Today it has become easy to produce TV. Technical innovation has it made possible to produce television with our own equipment. We will use and misuse all possible tools to make TV. TVTV is broadcast quality on our terms. Everyone can make TV.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressmen because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
You've got to get mad.
67. I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
I'm not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Who are you talking to, Herb?
CGG Atlanta.
Are they yelling in Atlanta, Herb?
Are they yelling in Atlanta, Ted?
But first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
They're yelling in Baton Rouge.
Get up, get up, get up out of your chair.
Son of a bitch! We struck the mother lode.
Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to
where
the
window. Where are you going? I want to see if anybody's yelling.
Open it and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm mad as hell.
Today I'm going to interview Henriette Heise. She, together with a collective of artists, was so involved in the project TVTV.
TVTV Manifesto. TVTV is critical TV. We do not aim to reflect society, and we will try to abolish the viewer as a passive consumer. We will not just produce TV, we will produce TVTV.
I think in the manifest it almost... Or it sounds a bit like the urge is to, like, that it has this emancipatory task, or it could maybe be an instrument to start some kind of riot or some kind of revolution, maybe.
Yeah, but why not go for the biggest goal? I mean, you could also say we just want to make something, I don't know, red and blue, you know, I mean, why not be ambitious, I guess, and maybe even very ambitious. But I mean, for me, the most important lesson is also actually what the kind of thoughts you start having, exactly like the things you're asking me. I mean, what kind of impact does it have to do things like that? But also the impact it has on the people who work with it, because you start thinking about the images you produced, I think you can say that with working with radio as well. It's also the way you do it represents an ideology somehow. And for me, I think you could say if you really wanted to generalize that there seems to be two ways of working with these medias, and one is actually taking the language of the mainstream media, and that could be like the news format, one format, and then just putting another content, a more critical content. So that was one way of making programs, but the other one is actually you're going to mess up with the language as well. And there was these kind of two strategies which I found really interesting to work with and think about. And also as a visual artist as well. Are you pushing the language Is that your goal, that you actually want to do that, or are you more instrumentalizing the language? And then I think both strategies are quite interesting, but I had to work with TV to understand that in a way, to kind of, I had to go through this, all this work and all this organizing and all these kind of things to kind of understand these two ways of working with images. You know, like this interview, I mean, I guess it's, I mean, you could also tune into another radio station and listen to an interview like this.
Yeah, actually I have to say it's the first time I make an interview for the radio.
Okay.
Normally it's more like collages and sound pieces and stuff cut together. And the rest of the radio show is also going to be like this. So this is actually the first time we're doing this more...
More normal,
more conventional radio form.
And we're not gonna speak backwards or anything.
We're just gonna.
What we say is actually going to make sense, more or less.
Yeah.
Great.
More informative than the normal.
TVTV manifesto. TVTV is investigating TV. We want to experiment with TV. Make time for an investigation of TV's possibilities and break with the rhythms offered by most TV channels. We will refuse ratings-based generalizations of what people want and rather investigate TV as a setting for communication. We want to break the monotony that characterizes TV today. Normal TV programs and most channels are kind of cut in the same pace, they're made in the same pace. So if you make something extremely slow, then it could almost feel like falling into a hole or something, like what's going on here? You have to figure out what's going on, and it's a bit weird. I think that was one thing that personally interested me quite a lot, that is kind of, that maybe it took a little bit more time to figure out what was going on sometimes, working with the speed and the pace of the program.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's really one of the things that strikes me every time I watch television, that it's really fast cut. And
Seems like they have the same pulse, all the same programs, more or less.
Yeah, and also there's really a fear of emptiness or a silence. Also on radio, it's the same. There's even something called the silence detector that would put on a loop automatically if there's silence for more than 30 seconds or something. So that's interesting what that creates in the minds of people when they stumble upon a slow program like this.
I guess that's just, you know, basically working with some sort of minor disturbance. That's something weird. Maybe people never registered it as art, but maybe just had that feeling of being a bit disturbing experience somehow. But in a quite gentle way. I mean, I just did some very, very slow programs sometimes.
We'll be right back.
Today I'm going to interview Henriette Heise. She, together with a collective of artists, was so involved in the project TV TV.
If I should say something general, I think there was some kind of a questioning of the TV images somehow, what kind of images are produced. But we did that in very different ways, I guess. As coming from the visual art, what is it? What kind of images is produced in this context? And what does it mean to be an artist producing TV as well? I think we kind of did try to think about that in many ways.
Mm.
Also to kind of democratize the working with TV in a way, because of course you see the major networks, they're kind of, it's really difficult just to have a voice in that. If you want to make TV, it seems impossible. So we did want to democratize kind of the possibility of having a voice in this media.
Mm.
One attempt was a program called, I was not involved in it, but that was one idea that was produced quite collectively within the TV network. And it was called Everybody Can Make TV About Bush. And that was because President Bush was visiting Denmark.
Yeah.
And so everybody was like, go out, film with whatever thing you have, your mobile, whatever, and then we'll make a program later tonight. TV Manifesto. TV is TV of the everyday. With TV, we will create a public based on everyday experience in Copenhagen around the world. TV will be a station with a short distance between being on the street and being on the air. We shall attempt a direct and diverse mode of address, taking its point of view in the passions we encounter and the abilities we establish. It's instead of privatizing feelings like, you know, feeling like depression, and then we all sit in our own little flat and feel depressed. I think there's a political idea behind saying maybe we should speak out about these feelings because maybe it's not something that's your own fault, and that is actually what you quite often are made to believe, that you're depressed because you don't eat the right food, you do not run a marathon, etc. You should change your life, but maybe it's actually also the world that needs to be changed because so many people are angry and depressed and feel frustrated. That was something, I mean, that we did think about in the Free University, and I think both Jakob and I are still thinking about that because it's still an issue in the world. That these kind of feelings that people get embarrassed that they have, and then they privatize it. Maybe you should share it.
Yeah.
If we can.
Yeah, back to the old, like the private is public, or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least it doesn't seem to work as a strategy just to isolate yourself with your depression.
True.
I mean, that's my personal opinion. TV Manifesto. TV is publicness. We see TV as an active part of the public sphere in which society is mediated. TV is an effort to produce another public sphere.
But the thing is that it stays within a community.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really gets out to more people like the national television.
But also, I mean, I actually think actually producing for a community is not wrong. I mean, these communities need something as well. It doesn't always have to be that we have to preach a gospel to a larger audience. I think sometimes there are also issues that needs to be discussed within smaller circles of people. So I guess I'm not always thinking that you should make programs that everybody want to watch. I mean, it's also important just to make kind of things that are more exactly like for a smaller community, to be kind of concentrating on some subjects and trying to be more precise in your language and all these kind of things. So I guess that could definitely, that is probably going to happen, and that's going to be on the internet. I'm pretty sure about that.
Cool. But thanks a lot for the interview, participating in this interview.
You're welcome. I hope it made some sense.